60. My captivity can bring on me no shame. Nay, by my life it conferreth on me glory. That which can make me ashamed is the conduct of such of my followers as profess to love me, yet in fact follow the evil one. They indeed are of the lost. When the time set for this revelation was fulfilled, and he who is the day star of the world appeared in Iraq, he bade his followers observe that which would sanctify them from all earthly defilements. Some preferred to follow the desires of a corrupt inclination, while others walked in the way of righteousness and truth, and were rightly guided. Say, he is not to be numbered with the people of Baha, who followeth his mundane desires, or fixeth his heart on things of the earth. He is my true follower, who, if he come to a valley of pure gold, will pass straight through it, aloof as a cloud, and will neither turn back nor pause. Such a man is assuredly of me. From his garment, the concourse on high can inhale the fragrance of sanctity. And if he met the fairest and most comely of women, he would not feel his heart seduced by the least shadow of desire for her beauty. Such a one indeed is the creation of spotless chastity. Thus instructeth you the pen of the Ancient of Days, as bidden by your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Bountiful.